Cayman Country Rooster 101. You just heard Cole Swindell featuring Lainey Wilson with Never Say Never. This is the Full Country Breakfast with Liz, brought to you by Asahi Ultrasound. I told you that we'd have some very special guests in with us this morning. James, how are you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty good. And we also have Troy Leacock, the head of Water Sports and Tour Boats Operators Association, with us. Did I get that right, Troy?
Something like that. I'm the vice president of Cayman Islands Tourism Association, the Water Sports Director.
Amazing. Thank you so much. So, you know what? We have been talking about whether or not cruises will be back in Cayman. It is something that is on a lot of people's minds. And with that, I want us to think about what Kenneth Bryan has been saying about this. He hasn't been giving much away. So cruises were supposed to be coming back at the end of this December, and then it was canceled. And then he said we might have another announcement coming very soon. Actually, I want to just really quickly play for you what exactly the tourism minister, Mr. Bryan, has actually been saying about tourism, and how he's been a little bit coy, but giving us clues on what may be coming.
Given that the cruise sector represents a significant portion of our tourism product mix, it provides jobs for thousands of Caymanians. I would be remiss of me if I neglected to update you on the update the public about the most recent developments. Earlier this month, I had the opportunity to meet with the president of the Florida Caribbean Cruise Line Association and her senior executives, representing all of the major cruise lines that visit the Cayman Islands, to discuss the way forward by restarting cruise tourism in the cruise tourism industry. Central to our discussions, though, was the focus on health and safety protocols that would be need to be put in place to allow cruise ships to return to our shores. The Minister of Health and Wellness, the Honorable Sabrina Turner, and the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Newton, were present to provide their perspectives and their guidance on this important topic and weighed in on the discussions. Since then, Dr. Newton and the health practitioners of the various cruise lines have all met together via Zoom to drill down even further into their health and safety protocols that they have put in place to protect the well-being of the passengers aboard their ships. During the cruise and prior to disembarking at the port of call, I'm happy to say that the meetings were extremely productive, and we have gained many insights and provided significant enough information to allow the government to make some very important decisions. The protocols establishing how the cruise calls will be managed from a health and safety perspective are currently being considered.
So there is a lot happening there from the minister, who is saying there is a lot to consider. James, I know that you have some questions for Troy on this. Let's get right into it.
Sure. Hey, Troy. Just wondering how you feel about that announcement, first of all, and were you disappointed that nothing actually came this week? Are you hopeful that we'll see cruise lines back here in the next month or two?
Yes, certainly. We are waiting in anticipation to get a clearer vision of how the resumption of cruise will actually happen. If it goes like stayover, we expect it to sort of come in phases, maybe starting with lower quantities and then increasing over time. The challenge for restarting cruise in that way is that for many operators and even the tender company to get going, we need a certain critical mass. You know, if we get one ship in, you have 50 operators that are all going to be trying to cater to that one ship. So it's really important for the industry to have a clear understanding of what the strategy is and what the timelines are for the resumption of cruise. And we are all waiting in anticipation. And I guess a little disappointed that we haven't had the information that we were looking forward to this week.
Well, Troy, I have this question for you, because what I understand is that for many people who are operating in your sector, in the tourism sector, who rely on cruise tourism, they need the business grants to continue for at least the next 3 months, because right now you're not looking at, the prospect isn't great for the next 3 months, even if tourism does resume. We don't expect it to resume in full swing as it was in 2019 immediately. It may be a phased rollout. So how exactly are the tour operators planning to survive for the next few months? What's the outlook on the survival of the tour operators?
Well, we've been hanging in there for the last 2 years. I have to say that the government, the Ministry of Commerce, Minister Andre Evans, has been very supportive of us for the last 6 months, and we're hopeful and anticipating that support will continue. What we found with the stayover visitors, which started in November 20th, it got off to a very slow start, and it's really only in the last couple of weeks that we're starting to see a bit of traction with that, mainly because of the reduction of restrictions in testing, allowing children to come in unvaccinated without quarantine. So the cruise industry, we're expecting to have a similar ramp up, and it'll probably be later on in the year, maybe June or July, before we get the kind of momentum that will allow businesses to be really able to survive without some support from government.
Troy, what sort of volume do you think that we need from cruise tourism? Because there's obviously, a lot of people feel differently about this sector of the industry and the amount of tourists that were arriving in Cayman pre-COVID. Do we need to go back to those kind of numbers to support your industry? Or is there a kind of a middle ground, I guess, where everybody's happy?
Well, I think that there's a lot of work that can be done to make cruise tourism be more profitable and effective in terms of bringing spending visitors to Cayman. So I think that whether it's partnering with the cruise ships in order to have more of their guests get involved in on-island activities, which would allow us to reduce the quantity of cruise visitors but increase the quality of the spend and the amount of spend per cruise visitor. And the thing is we tend to think of every cruise visitor as being the same, but that's absolutely not the case. We provide private charters, and we may have a Disney ship in that will provide us with three or four charters from that one ship. We might have four Carnival ships in and don't have a single charter. So not every cruise ship is the same, and not every cruise visitor is the same. But even within a Carnival ship, you may have a 10% of the visitors on that ship that are actually in very expensive suites that will spend money. So it's more about identifying the demographic that we wish to have, and then working with the cruise lines to make sure that they are bringing the demographic that is profitable to Cayman, so that we actually choose the ships and the types of visitors that we wish to attract here. I believe that we need a better balance than we had pre-pandemic, no question about that. But I also believe that we've got to work in ways to make sure that we are getting more spend from the visitors that come here.
Are we in a good negotiating position right now? The cruise lines obviously want to come back to Cayman. Who needs who the most in this negotiation? Who's in the position to bargain for a better deal?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I think that we need to look at it and recognize that we need each other, and we need to think for the longer term. The same sort of thing has happened within our industry. Everyone was very desperate to get some business, and as we started to cater to stayover visitors, we realized that our costs have gone up dramatically, and now we're having conversations about even price increases that we need to bring into play in order to make our businesses profitable with a reasonable amount of visitors. So I think it's not just a question of negotiation. I think it actually is a question of making sure that we both understand, both the cruise and the activity industry on island understand what it is that we need to be successful. The relationship needs to be much more of a partner relationship, and not the way it was before, where cruise ships are really just buying our activities to sell on to guests. We need to have a much more partnership understanding, working with the cruise ships to make sure that our on-island activities are being effectively marketed to their visitors, and allowing independent tour operators that do not have contracts with the cruise ships to actually benefit from cruise visitors.
Troy, thank you so much for chatting with us about this. There is so much here. We could keep going for so long. Yeah. We'll definitely have to have you back on. Maybe the next time we can tackle some of the margins that the cruise is taking versus what the vendors are getting, and the benefits versus the costs of the cruise passengers with the stayover passengers. Thank you so much again, Troy. We will definitely have you in again. We appreciate having you this morning. Coming up in the next 15, music from Sam Hunt plus Johnny Cash. But right now, here is your local headline news update from our very own Caroline James.
On Friday, the 25th.